Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
Trust in God. I know He cared for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, no billows
Anybody trust in God? Anybody know He watches over you? Anybody got a little peace that he keeps watching over you? He keeps watching over you. He keeps on watching. He is a good God. I trusted Him because He keeps watching over me. Matthew, Gospel according to Matthew. I'm slowing me down to allow y'all to catch up with me. I've been on a high since yesterday. So if it seemed like I left you, just try to. Hey, that old man taught me when you hanging around people and they drinking, the same principle applies. You either catch up or get away from them. Matthew 15, verse 22 through 28. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to Him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So His disciples came to Him and urged Him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying after us." He said, "I was not sent to the lost sheep of Israel. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before Him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." Yes, it is, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed in that moment. I want to talk from this thought, just a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and it wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about all your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now you feel a little prayer wheel turning, and I know a little fire is burning. You will find just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Problems seem to always cause us to talk. Issues always seems to be the venue that causes us to talk. If it's not gossip, it's for advice. If it's not for advice, it's for confirmation. If it's not for confirmation, it's for a plan. Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody. And the only difference between a planned conversation and gossip is who you talk to. I understand that sometimes it's good to have people to have conversations with, but every now and then, I don't want to just talk to anybody. Sometimes I want to just have a little talk with Jesus. It's amazing because as we go into this thing of spiritual warfare, this is really, really weird because it's not a person that has an ailment that needs the ailment fixed for themselves. She's not sick. She's not demon possessed. She doesn't have an ailment or a problem. But because someone close to her had an issue, she found a man named Jesus. It's amazing to me, and I'm going to give y'all a peek at the end when we're going to go back to the beginning, is that she cries out to him. He doesn't even answer. He never responded to her first. He responded to the disciples saying, she's crying after us. But her healing didn't come from protocoled calls. Lord, Son of David. Y'all know how we have practice calls. Y'all know. I grew up in the church. There were certain people that would pray. You knew the prayer. At least how it was going to start. But then there's a different type of prayer that is not practiced, rehearsed, or memorized. It's a cry from your soul. She said, Lord, Son of David, Have mercy on me. My daughter is demon possessed and suffering terribly. 23, Jesus didn't say nothing. He is not moved by your common cries. He did not respond to her. He responded to them. And then when she heard what he said to them about her, she removed all airs and got honest. Say that. Say that. This ain't even about my daughter. God help me. I need her delivered because I can't deal with that no more. Three things. I'm going to get out of here. I can't be long. The first thing that we see is a journey that was jeopardized. She was crossing geographical areas to get to Jesus. Because sometimes getting to Jesus costs you. Yeah. Yeah, see, I know we like this pretty Jesus. I know we like this sitting waiting on you to call him Jesus. But some of us in here have a relationship with him because it's cost you some stuff. Love that's understood ain't real love. Love that has questions. Why are you still out? You don't know what I've been through. See, the push of love will make you carry a cost to say, I'm going to go where I'm not wanted, where I'm not respected or appreciated. But can I get what I need when I get? Because, see, the problem is some of us would rather sit where we are accepted instead of going to where people can help us evolve. They don't trouble the water. They don't bother you. They're all right. They're going to pray for you, but they can't get one through. See, sometimes you cannot call everybody to pray. Because sometimes, can I give y'all a little insight into why some of y'all ain't getting what you want from God? Because you keep asking everybody to pray for you. Everybody ain't on your side. We don't have the same relationship. First, before you pray for him, who you talking to? Run his resume down for me. What has he done for you lately? Do you have proof of relationship? Y'all, watch this though. She did, even though it was a journey that was jeopardized, she didn't bring the daughter to Jesus. Because, see, she understood you can't carry everybody everywhere. She might have caused a problem if she showed up. But, see, watch this, y'all. Not only did she cross lines, not only did she carry a load, she came with an intent. Mm-hmm. She didn't just show up to Jesus because it was Tuesday. Sick of church people just show up for church with no intent to get nothing from him. You don't go to the grocery store and just walk around. I just needed to waste some time. Go to the beauty shop, barber shop, and leave, and nobody touched your hair. You go to the car wash and sit in the driveway. Never go through the wash and never let anybody wash the car. And then leave and say, I went to the car wash today. We see. You might have went by one. But there's evidence that you didn't go through one. How many times do we know people that show up the church, sit in the church, but never let the God of the church sit in them? And there is no evidence that you've ever been there because you didn't come looking for nothing.
It might be expert level to put your all at the altar, but did you put some? Song says you have longed for sweet rest. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God. She didn't just go looking for Jesus. She had a reason to go look for Jesus. First thing we see is a journey that was jeopardized. Second thing we see is a cry that was courageous. She gets there and says, Lord, Son of David, I got an issue I need you to fix. And he said nothing. Have you ever had a dry season? Where your cry was loud and clear, but it fell on ears that he didn't respond. This is different because this is not a whispered cry. It's a wailed cry. Yeah, she didn't come to work the room. She didn't come with proper church etiquette. She didn't wait until time where they said, does anyone have a word that they would need to say to the Lord? No. She didn't stop and say, are we at offering, welcome, or during communion? Jesus, if you're in the room. Now, this cry was courageous. The first reason it was courageous because it was consistent. Yeah. Keep crying. He might have didn't move the first time. Keep crying. See, y'all don't have small children, so y'all don't know what it's like to have a consistent cry. It's, I got one at the house, and she teaches me biblical principles all the time. So what she does is I'm watching TV, and she'll stand right beside me, and she'll say, Daddy, Daddy. Daddy, I want a snack, Daddy. Daddy, I want a snack. Daddy, can you pause it? I want a snack. I need to eat, Daddy. Can I get a snack? Do you know when mama gonna come home? I'm hungry. I need a snack. She don't move until she gets what she... She don't get mad and storm off. She don't go in there and try and snatch stuff for herself. She just, and after a while, she start tapping you, Daddy. Do you hear me, Daddy? Do you hear me talking to you, Daddy? Come here real close. Because the problem is that you got too grown to keep calling him over and over. Because you say, I prayed about it one time. That ought to be all right. But you ought to just sometimes just call him and say, Daddy, I just called to say I love you. Just making sure you still answer the phone. When I just want to make sure that everything is all right. Daddy, do you still love me like you did last time? Because it's getting a little crazy down here. I know you might not show up how I want you to show up, but I do need you to show up. Can you? Just keep on going. Well, he didn't hear me the last time. It's all right. Just keep on going. Just keep on going. Because sooner or later, he'll hear me. Why do you keep going? Because he ain't answered me yet. But I know he here. I just keep calling him. Not only was it a persistent cry, it was a public cry. She wasn't scared of nobody in the room. Tired of these sorry people that come to church that don't want to cry out loud because you don't want nobody to look at you different. They don't need what you need, baby. Don't worry about them. It's all right. They didn't come expecting nothing, so they ain't going to get mad if they don't get nothing. And if this is the nothing row, y'all need to move me out of the way because I came looking for something. I didn't come to see y'all. I came to see Jesus. If you didn't show up, it's all right. I came to see him anyway. Yeah. Not only was it persistent, not only was it public, but it was also, y'all ready for this one? It was a personal cry. It would seem by her first cry that it was an intercessory cry. Lord, fix it because my daughter is demon possessed. Fix it because my daughter got an issue. Lord, move because my daughter needs it. God, move because it's me calling on you for them. Move on their behalf. God, I heard the people on Facebook Live say, if I intercede for my brother, I'm calling you for somebody else. And he don't say a word. Did not, watch this, y'all. Not only did he not respond, he didn't even acknowledge she was there. And the people with him, watch this, y'all. The people with him got mad and said, send her away. Because she keep crying after us. Wasn't nobody even talking to y'all. Get out the way. If you ain't going to cry with me, move. Ain't nobody come to see you anyway. Y'all don't talk to me. Y'all with me? It was a personal cry. And so she cries out. Jesus don't say nothing. The disciples say, this woman keep crying after us. Jesus, watch this, y'all, doesn't respond to her after they talk. He responds to the disciples. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. She said, wait, is he talking about me? Oh, I'm not one of them. But Lord, help me. Come here real quick. She says, basically, you ain't got to be sent to everybody. You don't even have to be sent to me. But today, I know it's uncommon to go to the barbershop, beauty shop, and the person that's supposed to do your hair ain't there. And you show up, you walk in the door, and they not sitting in their seat. Where they at? I got an appointment. I booked my appointment. Where they at? They're not here today. Watch this. Because this is what's going to bless you. Because y'all caught it like I wanted you to catch it. So you end up looking at the person that's sitting next to him. Well, since you here, can you do me? And they look at you and say, I'm not sent to people that sit in their seat. Go get your own people that sent to you. But see, the problem is we got too much pride in what we came there for. Because you didn't come to get your hair done by them. You came to get it done. And the problem is we get too fixated on who did it. Instead of saying, if you're here, help me. You ain't got to cut everybody that they cut. But today, I'm not leaving here without being changed. Y'all don't want to talk to me. It might not be the seat I came to get in, but if it's one available, change me. Okay. And the problem is, she says, Lord, help me. He says to her, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. What he's saying is, I'm not sent to you. He didn't say, watch this, y'all. He didn't say the dogs shouldn't eat. He said you should have what was made for you. He's saying, I understand you need what you need. But who were you taught should give it to you? Have you tried them? She says, yes, it is. Oh, yeah, you throw bread to the dogs all the time. Because your people don't even eat all of the stuff that you give them. So if something gonna drop off, let it fall on. Let the drops. Yeah, it don't have to rain. I ain't asking for no storm. I ain't asking you for a load. Just give me. It's a little teensy bit. I ain't. Yeah. Because see, the problem is we've had ego too strong to let anybody talk to us any kind of way. So you done bucked up at God because you didn't like the way he handled you when you didn't realize that it was an humbling experience to make sure you appreciated what you got. And you're going to let ego send you back home to what you left instead of coming back home to a delivered person. Wow. Wow. How do you know, Pastor, that it happens like that? Because every Sunday, people leave churches across this country. Church was dead. Did you come looking for something? Well, no. I just went to church. If you didn't come expecting nothing, I guess you ain't get nothing. So, three things. First thing you got is the journey that was jeopardized. Second thing is you have a cry that was courageous. Third thing, y'all ready for this? Is a response that was redemptive.
I love that.
Yeah. You ain't got to toss me no loaf. I don't need you to fix my life. I need you to fix this child.
Yeah.
And if you can't do it for her, do it for me. She was tested. She said, Lord, I need. See, this Lord, help me. It's so powerful because what she says is, I need her delivered because I'm tired of dealing with her. I'm tired of her being sick. I'm tired of being a caregiver. I need her heel to lighten my load because I can handle me. Oh, y'all mess. Okay. So she cries out. He says, it's not right to children's bread to the dogs. She said, yes, it is. Even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master table. Then Jesus says to her, woman, you have great faith. Watch this, y'all, because this is why prayer is important. He never says your daughter is healed. He says, your request is granted. Why is this distinct between what was happening and what actually happened? Say it. Because what you pray for is what he answers. If you didn't ask for, don't expect him to do what you didn't put on the table. Her faith was committed by Jesus. And her daughter was healed because she said, I need you to do it for me.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, I'm out of here. What is the meaning for all of this? Glad y'all asked real good question. The problem is that some of us don't know that if he hadn't done it yet, just keep having a talk with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that prayer is the key to fighting for the family.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is. I believe that if you pray, then God will turn your entire generation, your whole bloodline around. Well, Pastor, can we pray today? Well, you might not get it today. Give you my baby's principle. Keep praying. I don't know what it is you're looking for, so I can't tell you that he's going to give it to you. But I can tell you this, as long as you know what to pray for. Yeah, I'm done. And just keep on praying until it start turning. See, the problem is that we don't want to put it on God and go ahead and give him what you need to give him. So you just start praying and you just keep on praying. Because what your prayers can do is reach somewhere you can't reach. Prayer is the weapon that gets you to call in your backup. And see, some of us do too much talking and not enough prayer. But I just need three people and I'm out of here that'll tell God today, I'm going to just keep praying until I see something. Keep praying until something starts changing. Keep praying until the job you're looking for opens up. Keep praying until people that talked about you call you and apologize. Keep praying until you find the peace that you didn't know you needed in your life. I need somebody with me that could just, I don't know what you need, but just keep having a little talk with him. Just keep on praying. Keep going over and over. Just keep going over and over. Just keep going over. Keep praying until victory finds you. Keep praying until the pain leaves your body. Keep praying until the child that was crazy finds some sense. Keep praying. Keep praying until the doctor's report start changing. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. Okay, I got you. I understand. I'm going to go back until about 10 years ago. I had a story I came up with about 10 years ago with my daughter. She's 15 years old now, but she was about 4. She had a show she liked to watch called Finding Nemo. Y'all don't beat me to it. It's going to be all right. And see, I learned something on Finding Nemo. That right in the middle of the movie, the daddy got depressed. He got tired. He laid on the side of a rock, and an ADHD fish swam up to him and gave him some words I'm going to give y'all today. How do you keep on going? She said, I don't know where your baby is. I don't know when we going to find him. But she told the daddy a prophetic word. Just keep swimming. Anybody in here that you need something from God and you just say, I'm going to just keep on swimming. It ain't turned around yet, but I can't give up now. I come too far from where I started from. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I just had a little talk with him. Jesse told him all about my troubles. He heard my faintest cry and he'd answer by and by. I feel the prayer wheels turn. A little fire is burning. Just a little talk with Jesus. Just keep swimming, baby. When you want to give up, just keep swimming. When you get tired, just keep swimming. When you start crying late at night, just keep swimming. It's going to be all right. He's going to show up whenever you need him to. Just keep swimming. You get tired, just keep swimming. Because I don't know where your baby at, but he ain't right here, so you can't give up right now. Just keep swimming. Just look at your neighbor and just tell your neighbor, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. I know you're tired. I know you had a long week, but it's all right. Just keep swimming, baby, because he's going to show up. And when he show up, you want to be ready for him, because just tell him what you want. God, I need you. Anybody besides me can see God turn your prayer request into a praise report? Anybody besides me have seen tables turn in your favor? Anybody besides me have seen the lie outlived until they seen the truth? Anybody besides me seen him heal your body and turn your life around? Anybody in here can say with me, God, I hadn't been perfect, but it's been all right. I hadn't done everything you wanted me to do, but I thank you for sticking with me. And if you stuck with me, I'm going to keep praying for you. I'm going to keep, God, thank you for healing me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for waking me up this morning. See, we got, our scale is too high. Some of us need to stop for a minute and just thank you for waking you up this morning. Bank account might be jacked up, family might be crazy, nerves might be mad, bad, but God, I just thank you for waking me up this morning. You gave me another chance, gave me another shot to make it all right. I dare not come to the place of change and not look for it. I dare not come in here and act like I don't need him for anything. I don't believe he brought me this far. Through trials and tribulations. Through heartaches and pains. Through heartbreak. Through fake friends. Through job loss. Through finances messed up. Nobody told me that the road would be, but I don't believe. Yeah, see, we spend so much time thinking about all this other stuff, but we really need to take a minute and just start understanding that some of the songs that we've heard have been prophetic. It's not about speaking what it is, it's speaking what it was meant to be. Yeah, I don't know yet, so I can't say he didn't, but I don't believe. Two or three of us in here together can say, he ain't done it for you yet. It's all right, baby. He ain't done it for me either. But I don't believe he brought us this far. I didn't go through everything to get stuck here. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't feel no way. I can't get tired here, y'all, because I got to keep going. I got to keep sweeping. Got to keep moving. If they said it, I'd get out the way. But my prayers, I don't believe. I don't feel no. Why is that important to say? Because I can't stay here. I can't stay in the middle. I got to keep swimming. It got hard in the middle, but I got to get to the other side. I don't believe he brought me this far. I need y'all to keep saying it until you feel better. I need you to keep saying it until your breakthrough comes. I need you to keep saying it until you start believing it. Not them, I need y'all to keep saying it. Speak to your doggone self. Quit waiting on somebody to lay hands on you. Lay hands on your doggone self and say, I don't believe all of the hell I've been through was to stop me right here. I don't.
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.